Choreographer Danielle Giorgio is known in North Texas for bold and often provocative work about feminism, sexuality, and culture. Each week in Art & Seek's Artist Spotlight series, we follow the personal journey of a North Texas creative. Today, I visit Giorgio and her dance group to learn about her most recent work.
Hey guys, it's 7:02, so if you can just start to warm yourselves up.
We're inside the 116-seat theater at the Bathhouse Cultural Center in Dallas. Today, the Daniel Giorgio Dance Group is preparing for the premiere of a new work called Warflower.
Are you going to try to finish the floor right now, or can we start?
That's Daniel Giorgio. She's chatting with her co-producers to make sure they're ready to start practice.
Sure, okay. We've got 4 minutes.
Thank you, four.
Giorgio is like a bee, fluttering from one group of dancers to another, watching moves, positioning legs, and simply saying hello. She's busy and a little bit nervous.
So there are lots of challenges when you are getting ready for a show, especially when you're producing an original work. I have a script that I wrote that we are following, but it's not like a published play in which all of the answers are in the text.
It's a special challenge because Warflower tackles complex topics. Loosely, it's about how a constant flow of information makes communication difficult. Giorgio wrote most of the piece during the presidential primaries and was thinking about social media and fake news and their effects on politics. Giorgio's productions are complex too. They use elements that you might not expect. Warflower begins with a video fast-forwarding through rehearsal. There are also clips from childhood cartoons and videos of bees. The original score is performed by a musician wearing a glowing beekeeper suit and playing a vibraphone. Drones fly overhead. Oh, and that's not counting the 17 dancers who talk.
This show starts with, like, so many words. Like, maybe for some people they'll say too many words for a dance show.
All that talking is important because it reflects our reality.
Right now we live in a world that's full of media. Words, 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 words. That's all we have all day long.
From the moment we wake up, we're connected via Facebook, Reddit, and a million other platforms. Social media and smartphones are part of our new rituals, and that's changed us, for good and bad.
I love social media. I love it. I think it's wonderful. It might be one of our next greatest contribution as humans, maybe, social media. Because we feel really connected to each other, to people we've never met.
And of course, social media is one factor that made the recent election so divisive.
We saw what could happen if we don't talk. I think we also saw what can happen if we blindly believe everything that we hear.
It all sounds unconventional, and that's what Giorgio is known for.
I look at my works as a cathartic experience, so I'm living them 100%. Whatever the characters that we've created are going through, I'm going through. And so a little bit of me dies at the end of the show.
There's a common thread running through her work. Giorgio figured it out while working on her PhD at the University of Texas, Dallas. She was reviewing her past dances.
What I kind of came to was that I'm really looking at rituals and how we as humans haven't really changed. We've industrialized. We have different ways of communicating. But if you really boil it down to our core, we haven't changed.
We've always used our bodies to communicate.
Dance was our first way to communicate with each other. We didn't have a shared language, but we did have physical bodies that could move in a certain way to tell you, oh, winter's coming, or this is where the animal herd has gone.
Giorgio's excited to create challenging work here in her hometown.
Dallas has the room for new work. It's ready for new work, and it wants to see it, and it wants to see something it has never seen before, which I think is really exciting for an artist like myself who's working in a medium that isn't seen a lot in Texas.
And it's just as exciting for North Texas. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.